Yeah, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Albert. How's work? Did you get that lighting thing taken care of?
Yeah. I literally had just started taking off my boots and going to the bathroom when you called the last time.
Hopefully it's number one, right?
Nah, I'm taking a shit.
Oh, man. Hey.
I was like, I hear the phone ringing, and I know it's you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's just going to have to wait for me to call him back. I wasn't trying to pinch it off and run out to the other room to get my phone.
What do you mean, like, when that happens, when an important phone call and you're trying to take care of it, you know?
Yeah, I was like, talk about bad fucking timing.
Yeah. I know, you're hard to lock down, you know, but I'm glad that you're busy. That's good, because it's going to...
Oh, I'm not busy with work. That's the problem. I'm busy with all this other bullshit.
Yeah. Well, when we get you set up, just make sure, when you see that phone ring, because you're going to know when a lead's coming in, just make sure you pick that up so that, you know, you get the success, you know? Can't stress that enough. You know, you can't be missing those calls because, you know, when somebody's calling you, there's money on the other end of that line.
Yeah, well, it's usually a text message first, right? Like, you have a lead, and then I can call them. They don't call me.
Yeah, well, with us, with you being on Google, it's going to be a form of a phone call. So that's going to be the difference. But you're going to know, like, as long as you have your phone on you, you'll know, like, if it's a lead coming from us or not, right? And if it's coming from Google, because the tracking number will show up, like, when it comes through to your cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, so we make it super easy. Hey, a couple questions, okay, because I know we're getting you under the general contractor for the pay-per-lead. Let me ask you what you do and don't do. Do you do accessory buildings? Because I know we talked about this, but I just want to clarify and make sure I'm crystal clear on it.
Accessory buildings, you mean like detached garages?
Like ADUs, detached garages, sheds, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to put you down for accessory. Okay, buildings. Okay, what about, obviously you do decks and patios. We already established that. Exterior finishing.
Siding, stuff like that?
Yep.
Okay.
You don't do, like, foundation and concrete stuff, yeah?
I have a division that does concrete. We don't do foundation and block work.
Okay.
But we do pavers, concrete patios.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, so that foundation and concrete, that's like kind of together. So we'll exclude you from that one because that obviously wouldn't make sense. Okay? And again, I'm asking this because I want to make sure, like, we don't, like, get certain, like, calls, right? Home edition, do you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you want home edition, okay? All right. And then home building, not so much. That's like building a house, and like I don't really think that would make sense. I think I get that out of there. I mean, at least
I used to be a home builder a few years back, but.
But now we're not. So home remodel and renovation, though, you do, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that one we're going to include. See? So, again, like, certain of these do make sense to get rid of, and that's why I want to take the time. And then, obviously, interior finishing you do as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
Like drywall, crown molding, stuff like that, interior finishing. Do you want that, or do you want me to take that off?
Oh, I don't want to do drywall. I'll do interior trim and stuff like that.
Okay.
I've actually, last year, I trimmed the whole house for someone.
Okay.
But I don't want to do sheetrock and mudding and all that crap.
Okay. I can keep it on, and you can turn it down if it comes in the form of like sheetrock, you know what I mean? And then you won't pay for the lead. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
I'll turn that on. And then what about roofing? Do you do roofing?
roofing repairs.
I mean, it's just going to be like anything related to roofing keywords. So like roofing repairs, yeah, that'll definitely come in. Some people might need like a part of their roof replaced, right? You know, but obviously,
yeah,
you don't, yeah, you do
we
that.
I'm in the middle of doing a roof repair right now.
I mean, look, man, those roof repair jobs can really pay you. So all these ones, so accessory building, exterior finishing, decks and patios, home addition, home remodeling and renovation, interior finishing and roofing. That's all going to be on the pay-per-lead platform. All those keywords. Okay. So when those calls come in, obviously when we'll show you how to do it when the time comes. Like when we set you up, but you're going to choose which one you want and what you don't. So somebody calls you up and it doesn't make sense to pay for that lead. Guess what? You're going to turn it down. It's okay. Right? Google makes enough money. You have the right to turn that lead down. Right? So, you know, when you're like, okay, yeah, I definitely want this lead. Okay. And you're like, and you're confident in your mind to spend the money on that lead. Then take the lead. Don't be scared, right? And
ain't much that scares me. That
I know you've told a lot. You've told me your whole life story.
I literally like fucking left a company I was working for, bought a $500,000 house, and decided to start a business in the middle of the fucking winter. That is a summertime business.
Yeah.
So not a lot scares me.
Well, that's good. I like that. So when it comes time, okay, and so you're like, okay, this lead makes sense. I'll pay the $83 for it because I know, and you're asking in the back of your mind, okay, well, what's this job worth to me? That's the question you always got to have in the back of your mind, whether you're going to pay. So I always say, look, you take two of the paper leads that you really, really want, and then you turn it off because our app's going to allow you to turn it on and off at any time. And after you work those two leads really aggressively, then you turn it back on. It really is meant for filler, okay? And then over time, it will help you scale that business. Did you watch that video I sent you?
Come on, man. I literally walked in the door.
I took a number two.
I didn't even have time to kiss my girlfriend. I literally walked in the door.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm going upstairs to get out of my boots and shit and go to the bathroom. And then the phone rang the second time, and I knew it was you because I had already sent you a voicemail once.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm not going to ignore him twice. I got it. I have to be, like, persistent on my guys, though, because you guys are always busy, man. Like, I get it. That's what I deal with all day long. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking we do. We keep your name, APB Renovations, and then I think what we do is we put the and symbol, Outdoor Living Specialist. What do you think of that?
That works.
Yeah. I like it that way because it shows that you do both indoor and outdoor. Or we could do APB Indoor and Outdoor Renovations. You know? Would you rather it be that, or would you rather be AP Renovations and Outdoor Living Specialist?
APB Renovations and Outdoor Living Specialist.
All right, boom. We're going to lock that in. I like that. That's how we're going to do. Okay. So, yes, to recap, okay, let me ask you, how do you like your website?
I don't know.
Do you have access to it? Like the domain name and all that?
Yeah, we have a domain name locked in. It's APB Renovations LLC is our domain name.
Like the, you like the look of the website?
I never looked at it. I ain't got time for that shit. Why hire you guys? Like literally.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me take a look at the website because I want to make sure, you know. Cool thing is anytime you want like changes or anything, like, we can update this website. But you do own this domain name, right?
Yeah, let me double check real quick. Hold on.
Yeah.
Got to holler downstairs. Hey, babe. We own the domain name of APV Renovations LLC, right?
No, it's APRenovations.com is what you
own. Oh, APVRenovations.com.
APV Renovations LLC.
No, they're saying it's APVRenovations.com.
That's what it shows. That's what it shows on your Facebook page, too, as your website.
Yeah. No. On our website domain comes up APVRenovations.com on Facebook page, like,
maybe you guys just put that as
the other guy.
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and you show 17 Sportsman Road. You show your phone number. You show your email.
Right. Hold on 1 second, Matt. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Set up
APV
Renovations LLC.
Okay, let me try that one.
The legal name that I was trying to put on with. And when we were having a hard time getting Wiz to set up, get all that set up, the Facebook, to even them, they're the ones that set up the APBRenovations.com.
Okay, but what is the domain name that we own?
The APBRenovations LLC.
Okay, APB Renovations LLC is the domain name that we got through LegalZoom. We own that domain name.
Okay.
The one that's on.
You guys want us to just use that and we can create you a website on that?
Yeah, because the one that they set up on Facebook, that's the Facebook team I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That I'm not happy with. They're the ones that set up that APB. Matt from Google.
Oh, okay, well, that's probably the same guy that has been Dakota that's been trying to get a hold of you, too.
I don't think that's Dakota.
No, there's a guy in Dakota, which I thought. I don't know. I had set up, because I went in and started the process for Google. About if people were to go in and look for some content, they were to go in and look for APB Renovations LLC.
You can hear her, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a listing that would come up. I didn't finish it. I mean, I did the process of it, but then somebody had called from Google to see if we wanted to basically. But I have told you that somebody from Google had called.
Was that you?
So that wasn't us probably. Let's just take it step by step. You guys own the APBRenovationsLLC.com. What we'll do is we'll create you guys a website on that domain name. Okay? We'll get
Let me ask him because you're talking to Google. So are they going to see the APBRenovationsLLC that I put out on Google?
They're gonna since you guys own that domain name, that's the domain name we're gonna use. We gotta set up your Google business profile, right? That's phase one, right? That we're gonna work with you guys on getting the Google business profile established, right? And then once that's established, then our team's gonna help you create a website that we'll create it for you guys, so it's like gonna look real nice and whatnot. And then once you guys have a website, then we're going to be able to have you guys ranking on the search engine and then ultimately start getting calls off of Google.
So does that mean that if somebody goes on to Google to check the listing that I put on there, that it will come up? Because I went in and did APBRenovationsLLC.com and set up I tried to start the process of the Google page so that if somebody wanted to go in and look up a telephone number, listing, and stuff like that, we would come up.
Yeah, you're just not, it's just not, Right now, you guys have a Google Business profile right now. It's already set up, right, as APP Renovations. We're going to change the name and get rid of the LLC. So we're going to change it to AP Renovations and Outdoor Living Specialist, and we're going to remove the LLC off of it because it's clogging the name. It just congests the name. So all we're going to do is we're going to do a name change for on the Google Business profile to APB Renovations and Outdoor Living Specialist.
Okay. But okay. People will then be able to still see the telephone number or the street address because I'm going to put all that on.
That's like a quarter of the value. What we're working on, me and Albert, ma'am, is that we're going to have it so when people type in keywords into the area that you guys show up, right, especially on the first page, right? So that's okay. What we're working towards right now is getting you guys to obviously use Google for what it's intended for, and that is, you know, getting the exposure and the phone calls, right, off of Google. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter of having the business profile like you already have if you're not getting phone calls from being on Google. So that's what we're going to be working towards.
Okay.
You guys that exposure.
So you're going to change. So you're not going to keep the LLC. You're just going to do APB Renovations.
Yeah, and then we're going to add the Outdoor Living Specialist part to it, but we're going to remove the LLC like wordage off of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So great questions. Yeah. So that's good. You guys already have two Google reviews. And then with our platform too, we're going to also give you guys a way to get more Google reviews too, which as we go through it and as we start getting Albert moving, you guys will be able to start getting more 5-star reviews. So any clients you guys have done in the past, you'll be able to get 5-star reviews very easily, and then going forward as well, because half the battle is getting you to show up on like the first page of Google. The other half of the battle is showing that you guys are credible and for people to want to call you, right? So it's very important that every time you guys do a job, right, you use our tools to get those 5-star reviews, right, so that you keep growing them. Like I have a client right now that's been with me for probably maybe 10 months, and he already has like 100 5-star reviews. So it's been like very, very critical, like, by using the tools, like you really got to make sure that it's something you do religiously, because yes, us getting you there is half the battle, like I was saying, but the other half is, you know, you got to show credible. So people will want to, you know, keep choosing you and calling you guys, right, over the long period of time.
All right.
So, and like I said, I mean, you're on the step of the right direction. You're at 2 Google reviews. You know, let's just start working towards getting you to 5, then 10, then 20, you know, and
so
over time.
How do I get these other 5-star reviews I have from Angie's
List to
Google?
So how many clients do you think you've done, Albert?
I'm using a voice assistant to convert your voice to text and respond to you.
You there?
Yeah, that was very weird. How many people would you say you've done business thus far over the last few months now since you started your business? 10?
I don't know, 5, 6.
Okay.
I have five reviews on Angie's List from people that I've done work for, and they're all 5-star.
Those people you can text. So what you're going to do when it comes time and we're ready, and once we got the name change on the Google Business profile, you're going to then start sending those people, like the 5 people on Angie's and then the people you've already done business with, all you do is you're going to put them into the app, and we'll show you how to do this, right? And then it sends out an automated text message, right, to get you a 5-star review. Very professional, like something like, hey, thanks for, you know, doing business with AP Renovations and Outdoor Living Specialist. We appreciate, you know, your business. Our business depends on 5-star reviews. Could you please take time to, you know, click on this link and give me a 5-star review? And it's very that simple, and it works.
It's kind of like what Angie did. Angie did the same thing. I can search through all the phone numbers of all my clients and just click on their phone number, and it puts it into the log, and Mm-hmm. It sends it out with a link mm-hmm. and everything else.
Yep, exactly what we're talking about. So when a time comes to do that, but your Google five stars are going to be way more valuable than your Angie's because, as we all know, 93% of people go to Google, right, over anywhere else, right, to find a business. So getting your Google image, like, and focusing on that, that's going to really help drive you to the next level this coming year. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad we were able to see that. So we're going to change the name to what we discussed. You do have a Google business profile, which is good. And then you own the domain name as well, so which is good as well. Okay. So as we talked about, once we create you the website, okay, because we're going to create you a nice-looking website for that ABP Renovations LLC .com, okay? Or would you rather us get you another domain name? Because I know we're kind of changing the name. Would you rather us get like an AP Renovations and Outdoor.com, something like that? Versus, or would you rather us just do the AP Renovations LLC and just use that domain name? You get my question?
Yeah, I get your question. I don't know. I don't really know.
Okay.
I
mean, we could do either. We could. Well, thank God you already own it. It's something you don't need to make this decision right this second. But it is an option we can do. Like we can get you another no domain name, and we won't charge you any monies for that. By the way. So that's the nice thing, okay? But we will create your website no matter what. Either we use the ABPRenovationsLLC.com or if we get like APBRenovationsAndOutdoor.com, right? Whatever domain name we end up going with, we're going to create you a nice, beautiful website, okay? One thing that I always tell people, make sure you take before and after photos every time you can, okay? And I know that's a lot to remember. But
it's not.
It's going to help.
It's really not. I use an app called Company Cam.
Uh huh.
And I don't know if you ever heard of it, but
yeah, no,
it's really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that I use them to do all my before and after pictures and set up my jobs and the whole nine yards. It's actually a pretty good platform.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard somebody tell me about it before.
Hold on one second, Matt. Matt, he hung up. My brother was calling me. He's at the hospital. But he hung up. So.
Okay. We'll finish this up quickly so you can call him back. Okay, so we got that. We got that. Okay, so to clarify, we got all the pricing discussion out of the way. You know what your cost per leads are once we turn that on down the road. We also talked about we're going to put a tracking phone number so you know when the lead's coming in so you can answer your phone. That's going to be on your website. That's going to be on all your ads, right, including your Facebook ads, too, that we create. It's going to be all over, okay? So you know that so that you know when to pick up the phone, okay? We're going to be calling you, like, on a monthly basis. We're going to have a meeting, right, to discuss what's working, what's not, like what we need to make tweaks on, right, and overall go over, like, the different strategies that are, like, benefiting the business to keep you constantly getting more and more successful, okay?
Right.
As mentioned, it's going to take us about 2 weeks to get all your website, the programming, all your ads created. Once that starts kicking in, you're going to start getting calls, okay? You're going to get success your first month. Month two is really where this thing really takes off to the next level. Everything's ranking. Everything's, like, getting where it needs to be, and you will see a night and day difference in the phone calls between month one and month two. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
It
all
does.
Right. All right, good. I like to be crystal clear. I mean, that's one thing you'll appreciate about me, Albert, because, you know, one thing is I want you to be with me for a long time, and I'm going to make sure of it, right? Like, you're the guy I want to have as a client because, you know, I can see you really doing very well with our platform. Okay. We do got to set up a...
Now, that's the kind of stuff that makes me nervous, Matt, and I'm not being an asshole, but that's what the other guy that has me so fucking pissed off that to me.
Yeah.
He's going to build my business. He's going to get me this. He's going to do that. And it's been chaotic for the fucking last month and a half. Like, I got 75 leads, and all but one have totally sucked ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, obviously I can't get the black eye from somebody else, but what I can say is, you know, us putting you on Google and then doing the retargeting ads on the Facebook platform like we talked about and then working towards the long-term goal of being able to have those paper leads is going to be a lot better of a strategy to get you quality leads, right? I'm not getting you 75 leads. You're not going to get 75 leads out of me a month. Okay, that ain't going to happen, okay? But if I can get you, like, quality leads, right?
You give me two quality leads a month, I'll be happy.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And that's going to just come from just the basic package, right? The paper leads are really going to help you take the business to the next level so where you can start getting more and more revenue coming in. So I'm focusing on every level here to help you grow the business. In terms, and we're using Google where everybody goes to. That's why our business has been around for 21 years. It's why we're successful, and that's why I'm going to make sure, Albert, like you, you know, continue to keep getting the success. Now, there's going to be times I'll check up on your account and I'll see it, and like, and I'll even call you up. I'll be like, Albert, hey, did you call this person? Right? There's going to be times you'll miss a lead. Right? As long as you're staying on top of your leads and you're checking your leads in your app, right, then you're going to be fine, okay? You just got to be participational with what we're doing, okay? You're answering your calls. You're using that feature to get the five-star reviews like we talked about, right? You're picking up your phone. You're working your paper leads eventually once that gets set up. All of that in conjunction will make sure, like I said, that you are getting more and more success. Okay. There's going to be times too, like any marketing source too, where some weeks you're getting really, really a lot of calls. And then like, for some reason it's Google, right? Like sometimes like a week, there might be nobody looking for your services, which is very rare. Okay. But those paper leads could really help you when you need it. So when you can turn those things on, when it's a little bit slower, to act as the buffer, as I told you about. So no matter what, Like it's kind of like we're fishing in three different fishing ponds, right? And as long as we keep our rod in each one of the fishing pods, right, there's going to be fish that are going to bite. Make sense? Okay. All
right.
So I got to ask you something because I know you need to call your brother. By the way, is your brother okay?
No, he's definitely, I can multitask.
Okay.
I sent him a text.
I'm sorry to hear that. Like, is he okay?
Yeah, he's got a hernia, and the dumbass tried to lift up two bundles of singles today.
Ah, okay. That says it all.
I told him that's what I hire young people for. He's too old to be lifting bundles of singles, you dumb motherfucker. But, you know,
stubborn.
He didn't want to listen.
Stubborn. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
when
you know.
When you guys get that age, you guys get a little stubborn, so I hear you.
Yo, go easy. You're treading on thin ice now, Matt, with the age thing.
Hey, I'm used to it. All right. Okay, so we got to set up a security question. Either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use? City
what
born
are we
in, first pet's name, or mother's maiden name?
Jaeger.
Mother's maiden name?
No.
Oh.
Dog name. Jaeger.
Okay, hold on. First pet.
J-A-G-E-R.
Okay, I was just going to ask you how you spell on that. Okay, perfect. Gotcha. Sounds good. Okay. So like I said, 3-month commitment. First month, $549. Each month, $299 thereafter. The only additional costs are your how many paper leads you do. Okay. And then after the 3 months, it truly goes to a month-to-month relationship. So we're that confident you'll stay with us, and we won't lock you in any long-term contract.
And the after 3 months, the month thing stays at $299.
Correct. Plus whatever amount of leads you take on your paper leads. Yes. And in addition to that. So let me tell you this too, while you were on this, I wish pricing for Google will stay the same for like the basic package of $299 will never go up on you, by the way. That never will change. Right. And we always spend $100 out of that. On those Facebook ads. But your cost per lead, like we talked about, is $83 for the pay-per-leads. They could go down in the future. They could go to $79. They could go to $85 in the future, okay? Anytime the pricing on the cost per lead changes, you will be notified, okay? You know, like everything else in this world, things go up. You know, but it's never going to be like you're going to be wake up from $83 a lead and then the next morning it's at $105. That will never like happen like that. Okay.
As long as the $105 leads are getting me a $200,000 job, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Those leads, that's why when we're done later and you get a chance to watch that video, those paper leads are the best leads money can buy. Hence why it's an $83 lead. Okay. However, you got to be careful, like we talked about. Okay.
They're the kind of leads that the company I was working for was getting and sending to me to go sell.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were getting them from you guys because I guarantee you, like, I'm a good salesman. I can fucking sell ice to Eskimos.
Mm-hmm.
However, nobody closes 100% of their fucking sales.
No way.
It's really kind of unheard of. But from October till the end of August,
mm-hmm.
I sold 100% of every lead I got sent on.
Wow. And so those paper leads, when you're careful like that, I do have guys that have 100 or every 2 leads, right, they're closing. Right? So even if you close, like, and you were super careful, and let's say it takes 2 of those $83 to get a really good job, like, I mean a really good job, right, where you're making thousands of dollars, you'll spend $166 all day long to make, like, thousands of dollars worth of business, right? And that's the beautiful thing when you're smart about it and you take your time with those and you really learn how to, like, get the trust with it and the repetition in it, then over time you're going to get better and better and better with those leads. So it sounds like you're really good at bidding out the job and working it, and you got that app, right, which sounds really, really cool, the company cam and stuff. So you got it all dialed in. You know, now it's time to really take it to the next level. And we're picking a good time to start this because, look, we're going to get you results during the winter time. Just think when summer comes, right, we're going to really be able to, you know.
You got about a month and a half, Matt, before the season kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, right around mid-February, the company that I was working for, its phone started blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were just tire kickers. You know what I mean? They wanted pricing. They wanted, well, what are my options? How do I go about getting permits? They were a lot like that. But then, like, the end of April, beginning of May,
mm-hmm.
it was like I was selling every other job. And then once summer got here, every lead I got, I sold.
Nice.
Because it was they were coming from Google, that I know.
Was this when you were like living in another state? Was it Texas, right? Or
no, it was Jersey. It was just last summer.
Okay,
but it was I wasn't doing it for myself. I came back from Louisiana to help a family member.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was to help a family member get his business back under control.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And once I did that, he didn't, want to give me a letter. I needed a couple of things from him. He refused to do any of them. So I told him, I said, I'm done. And I went out on my own again.
There you
go. I'm tired of making everybody else rich.
Oh yeah.
And not being appreciated. Like, look, it's one thing. I make you fucking $500,000 in 6 months and you say, oh, here's $1,000 bonus. You can keep your fucking $1,000 because obviously you need that shit more than I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, $20,000 bonus, you know, that would have been, like, more worthy of it.
at least 5%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, you're not here just to make them rich. I get it. You know, that's why my company keeps me around, because, you know, I do very well here and my company does good. And, you know, we have a lot of clients and obviously, you know, we're growing and continue out for 21 years now. But, you know, we got to take it step by step. The first step is let's get you ranking. Let's get you exposures. Let's get your phone to start ringing. That's step one. Step two is then we work towards getting your paper leads. And we add that fuel to the fire. And you can turn on those paper leads as much or as little as you want, right? Because some weeks you're going to be so busy, you're not going to be able to take the paper leads, right? I got this guy named Lewis Pest Control in Georgia. And, right, I was checking on him the other day, and he doesn't even have his paper leads on. And I talked to him. I'm like, how come you don't have your paper leads on? He's like, Matt, I'm so busy right now, I can't even turn them on. So that's the beautiful thing of the paper leads is when you are busy, guess what? You're turning them off because, you know, you're not going to, you know, have those things keep coming in, like, when you can't take the work, right?
Right.
So the app can allow you to do all that.
Right. That's like with Angie. Mm-hmm. I can turn my leads. I get 7 paid leads a month. Like, anybody can go on Angie's list and look at my profile or whatever
mm-hmm.
and call me straight that way. But when I get 7 paid leads a month that I pay for. And
yeah.
I don't want any more than 7 because,
yeah.
You know.
Well, and
in
Angie's, though, like I said, like, Angie's is good. Like, I'm glad you're getting the results on it. But over time, you're going to see the difference between this and Angie's, right? You're going to see.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's Google. I mean, this is where everybody goes, right? So,
all right, so let's stop talking about it and be about it. Let's
exactly,
go. Take my money.
That's what we're trying to do. Okay, so I got to finish getting the invoice to you. So what do you want to use? You could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one do you want to use?
MasterCard.
Okay. Let's just start with a 5 once you go ahead and read that off to me.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
5113-7991-6515 1200.
Okay, let me read this back to you. 5113-7991-6515-1200.
Correct.
Okay. And then expiration?
003.
003.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the security
code. Okay.
Yeah. Expiration is July 30.
July 30. Okay. I've been seeing that a lot lately. Okay. Perfect. And it's Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T, and then Boggs, B-O-G-G-S, correct?
Yeah, but that's not on the card. APB Renovations LLC is on the card.
Okay. Is your name also on the card, too?
No, my silent partner's name is on the card.
Okay. APB Renovations.
Yep.
Okay. It says LLC on the card?
It does.
Okay. Perfect. Just bear with me, okay?
Yeah, take it down.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just get this knocked out for you so we can finally get moving. Okay. All right. So I got to read this to you real quick. Okay. I was able to, like I said, I'm going to take care of your website, so that's not going to charge you anything for that. So that's good news. Okay. But I do have to read this obviously to you, because we are getting you on a discounted pre-agreement. And it's obviously an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, Albert, just do me a favor, stop me and be like, hey, Matt, can you just like, rephrase this or clarify this or what does that mean? And I'll just like, you know, state it again so you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
All right.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
APV Renovations LLC.
Okay. Okay. Can you also state it the way we're going to put it on Google? The APV Renovations and...
APV Renovations and Outdoor Living Specialists.
Perfect. Wow, you got a good brain. I like that you remembered that. Please state your name and title within the business.
Albert Boggs. King Dingling. No, he's the owner.
Gotcha. I love it. Okay, and then obviously you're authorized in... What was that?
Yeah, I'm all... I told somebody that the other day, and they almost pissed themselves. They're like, what do you do in this company anyway? I said, I'm the King Dingling. They almost died.
You can't take life too seriously. I get you. As you can tell, I like to have fun, too. So obviously, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you're obviously an authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes, sir. Hold on one second, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, it's Albert. They hung up, which is good for me.
Okay.
Now, the office phone was just ringing. I was trying to answer it to see who it was, because not many people have my office number.
Uh-oh. Okay. Gotcha. And then, okay, so let me finish this up so we can keep you going.
Yep.
Because I know you want to get going, and it's been probably a long day for you, just like it has been for me. Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, obviously it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Okay. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'll go ahead and text that to you as well. Please allow any and all phone calls to be returned within 24 hours from Local Splash. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? Sometimes people like to call. Okay? Obviously, you're provided with a security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, you mean like Angie's List?
Yeah, like exactly. So like, if you try anything or if like, hey, you're like, Matt, I want to try Yelp or anything like that, just let us know. Okay. That way we're not messing anything up. Okay.
Now, if I decide, trust me, you'll know if I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep it that you don't, right? So we want to. I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure that you're successful. That's because I want you.
That's the game plan.
That exactly is the game plan, and we want to make sure that you know. Because honestly, it's a win-win situation. When you're spending money with us and you're making money because of us, guess what? Everyone wins, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I've always noticed, like kept it, like with our company. It's like when people are making money with us, they stay with us. So that's that simple.
Yeah.
Right.
So if I'm not making money, damn sure you're not going to be making any money.
Exactly. That's why we got to get you successful and get you moving as quickly as possible. Okay. Okay. So. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items upon request within the 7 days?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Send me a list of what you need.
Yeah,
and I'll send
exactly. When we do your welcome call, we're gonna get those to you as well. Secondly, in a few business days, you're gonna get an email from either a company called Evident ID or Pinkerton. Okay, these companies are the background check companies. It'll automatically be sent to your email. It's very simple to fill out. Right, you just do it right from the email, and it takes you like 5 minutes to do. Like ask you for your name, your social, that stuff. Okay. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is January 5th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the fifth day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent your charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Pretty self-explanatory, as I say. Okay. So you're going to get some automated text messages coming in about 20 seconds from now, and then let me know as soon as you get them, right? And then I'll tell you what to do the next step. Also, while we're working on that, let me check my calendar here because we do need to schedule a 45-minute call that you can make and that, like, you can set some time aside for it. What day this week do you think would be the best day for you on that call? Damn good question.
Hey, Alexa, what's the weather like this week?
This week starts cloudy with 38 degrees today, warming to 60 by Friday with a 67% chance of showers. The weekend brings rain. Then it cools down to 46 degrees on Sunday.
So there's no chances of rain. So you pick, I got a text from Local Splash. Hold on.
Yeah.
Nah,
but we have to make the call because it's going to be like one of my team members. So
okay,
so this one's important.
Any day after 5.
After 5.
Does that work? Yeah, 5 my time.
Let me see. Any day after 5. So that's obviously going to be. I could do tomorrow at 5:30. Let me check Wednesday. Or do you want it more towards? Yeah, Wednesday I could do a 6 on Wednesday. Would that work better, you think, for you, or would you rather do tomorrow?
Yeah, no, do six.
Six on Wednesday?
6 on Wednesday. Hold on. I think my girl's got a colonoscopy or some shit on Wednesday. Well, which is actually a good thing because then it can be anytime Wednesday because I'll be sitting around doing nothing.
Okay.
Liz, when is your procedure Wednesday? All right, so I'm basically just sitting in a waiting room waiting for you, right?
Yeah.
All right, so 8:45
okay.
On Wednesday?
You mean 8:45? Okay, so I can do like I can do a 10:30 a.m. your time on Wednesday. That would be the best I can do earliest.
Okay, she might be just coming out of the procedure, and I'll have to be attentive to that.
Okay. Or do you want to do later that in the evening?
Yeah, let's stick with 6 o'clock on Wednesday.
All right, 6 o'clock it is. Okay, just make sure you set a reminder on your phone because I know how busy you get. Like, you get really busy. Like, that's an understatement, right? So just make sure you set that reminder because again, I'm going to call you with my team, and then they're going to go over some things, start showing you some things, and we're going to start getting your account moving, start getting your website going. Couple quick questions. What do you want your hours of operation to be on the website and, like, for the public to see?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Monday through Friday, like, what, 8 to or 9?
Yeah, so the office hours are different than my hours by a lot. So,
I mean, just what we show the general public. I mean, it doesn't need to be, like, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. But my girl's normally in the office from, like, 8 to 4, I think, or 8 to 4:30. Hey, what do you want our office hours to be on the website?
I had already put them from 8 to 4.
8 to 4?
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
Okay, yeah, because I see that. And then Saturday she shows 8 to 4, and then Sunday 10 to 3. Is that what you want it to be? You want to keep it? Keep it like that?
Yep. Just
okay.
Like that.
Yep, keep it just like that.
Okay. No problem. Got you guys. All right, and then on the website, would you want it? We can build it onto your website where you can receive, like, payments off the website where they can go in and, like, do you guys have any payment processing that you do? Like, do you have a company that you, like do your payments, like credit card transactions and stuff like that?
I don't do credit cards yet. Okay. Haven't gotten there.
Okay, but we can link PayPal where they can pay through a credit card through PayPal portal, and we can link that into your website if you want that. You don't need to make that decision now, but
okay.
Think about it. But it's something that we'll throw in there for free for you guys if you want that. You know what I mean? It's a nice feature. A lot of my business owners like it. So something you can, you know, have. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. So I got you set. For 6 o'clock on, Wednesday. Okay. Now you got some automated text messages. This is the last thing. Did you see there's one that says your invoice and then click this link? There's a link.
Credentials, client dashboard. You can log into your account. You have any questions? I didn't get anything about our invoice yet.
Okay. You don't see, like, anything there?
I got we sent a copy. Oh, yeah, all right, there you go. We sent a copy of your invoice to email.
Okay.
We have
a
file. Please click here. You want me to click the link?
Yep. It's going to have you sign it, your name. And then you're going to checkbox the 3 checkboxes, the consents. Pretty self-explanatory, you'll see.
Click here and type your name. Type your name as seen where? On a credit card?
No, just your name.
Oh, it's seen above. Okay, I got you. All right, now it took me to welcome to local splash thing.
Yeah, so that right there, your username and password was text messaged to you. That's in another text. But also, this is going to be the most important thing. If you take one thing away from this, right, Albert, out of all the information like we went back and forth and I told you about, make sure you download the Local Splash app, okay? You'll see
okay.
It. It's just LS, right? So you
okay.
download
is that
app.
In the Play Store?
What?
Is that in the Play Store?
Yep, it's in the App Store, exactly. You just type the word Local Splash and you'll see it in there. And just download the app and then you'll be able to use the app. And the app's going to be your friend. Okay. And we're, don't worry, we're going to hold your hand every step of the way here. We're not just going to throw you in the deep end of the pool. Okay.
It says LS, red and blue.
Yeah, red and blue. That's it. We've invested a lot of money into that app, so you're gonna love that app. It's gonna help you throughout the process. That's gonna help you send those 5-star review requests. That's gonna organize all your leads. By the way, all your calls are recorded too. So anytime a call comes in, right, from you being on Google or any of the ads, any of that, it's all recorded. So let's say you're on a job and you're like, crap, what did that guy say? Right? And you're like trying to like multitask and work, and then you're talking to somebody, you know, kind of like how sometimes like with me and you, right? And, you know, if you ever need to go back and listen to the call, you can. You'll be able to do that right in the app.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so it helps you stay organized. All your leads will be there. So like I said, it'll come in very handy as we go along the process. Okay?
Yeah, where it says you can always adjust these later, the notifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll walk you through what notifications you need on and don't need on, right? But obviously you want notifications on because, like when certain things, like when a lead comes in or a call comes in, you want that notification.
Click and enable. Just click enable on that?
Yeah, just click enable, exactly. So we're going to set you up for 6 o'clock on Wednesday, okay?
Correct.
Okay, don't forget to set a reminder for yourself. I know how busy you
are. Already did.
Okay, good. My guy. I love it. Putting you in the calendar right now, too, for that. So I don't. Boom. So it's going to be on Wednesday. Now, it may, from time to time, and I'm always straight on this, we may be 10, 15 minutes behind on that call, just in case, like if we got jammed up with other calls previous. It does happen from time to time, so just give us a little 10 to 15 minute buffer if we are running a little late, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, man, so you're all set up, okay? I got everything I need from you. We will be talking on Wednesday. My recommendation is start getting, like having, because we're going to eventually need you to email like the LLC paperwork and stuff. We're going to get you a whole list of everything. Obviously, you're going to do your background check when it gets emailed to you, right? So we'll give you the list of what we do need from you. And then you can start getting all that paperwork to us, email it to us so we can, you know, get moving on it. Okay, because we're going to take care of everything. We're going to make sure you get your name changed on the Google, get all your ads done, get your website done, and then working towards getting those paper leads ready to rock and load. So when you do get approved for it, you'll be able to start taking those. Okay?
So this picture that's at the top of my profile, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It says APV Renovations, the Outdoor Living Specialist. It's got like a picture of skyscrapers with a white dot in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Can we change all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. And like I said, that's why your account manager, when I do assign them, they're going to help you with all that, right? So all that nitty-gritty grunt work, as I say, right, all the programming and stuff, I have somebody that's going to be specially assigned to the case in your account to make sure like all that little stuff gets taken care of. No problem. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All righty, sir. Well, I'm glad we were able to do this together finally. I appreciate you putting your trust into us. And I'm going to make sure me and our team do a good job for you so that you do stay with us for a long term. Okay?
Yeah. Well, if I'm making money, you're making money, brother. So.
Absolutely. Don't worry, I got some of the biggest accounts out there. I mean, like I said, watch that video, though, of Stingray Electric. I think you're going to like it. I did text it to you earlier. Definitely watch it. And then let's talk on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and then we will pick it up from there. Okay?
All right, you got it. Appreciate
it, Robert.
Man.
Yep, no problem.
Talk to you soon.
Uh-huh.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.